Well, Harry Fawcett is joining us live now from Kyiv. I understand that Volodymyr Zelensky has been talking to the reconstruction conference that's been going on. Do we know what he's been saying?
Yes, he's been speaking via video link in now pretty familiar and pretty blunt terms about the plight being faced by his country and the need for the international community, as far as he's concerned, to do more. He said that of the immediate, fast $17 billion fund required for reconstruction this year and next, he said that not a cent of that had yet come through. He talked about the massive hole in Ukraine's government finances, $38 billion. He said, we know that the economy here has taken a hit in the terms of some 30% of GDP being sliced off the economy by Russia's invasion and the damage and destruction that has eventuated from it, the flight of people from the country and the impact, of course, on industry here. And when it comes to the relentless attacks that have been coming in the last couple of weeks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure, again, talking about 33% of these vital energy infrastructure nodes being damaged or destroyed in the course of that. We also heard on Monday from his prime minister, Ukraine's prime minister, saying that in total, $750 billion will be required in terms of trying to rebuild Ukraine. That's a number that could, of course, inflate still further the longer this war goes on. And there will be difficult choices to be made in terms of exactly how to do that, where to spend that money, whether it's just in reconstructing what was destroyed or coming up with more modern ways of doing industry and business in this country, potentially a longer term and more difficult process than just putting back together what's been taken apart.
Yeah, Harry, we're also hearing that the UN's nuclear watchdog is going to be sending inspectors to Ukraine, and that's because Russia has been accusing Ukraine of planning to use what's known as a dirty bomb that's explosives laced with nuclear material. What more do we know about what this visit's going to entail?
Well, we know that it's going to happen in the next few days, according to the head of the IAEA. It's something that the Ukrainians themselves are calling for. They have been utterly denying, saying that these claims are absurd and dangerous and that they have no such plans to concoct some kind of dirty bomb in Ukraine and blame it on Russia. That's the accusation that's coming from the Russian side. And so, yes, they've invited these inspectors in. The Russians are saying that there are two nuclear institutions within Ukraine that have been given the task of coming up with this bomb and that it's in its final stages. The IAEA is saying that they inspected one of these two places just a month ago and found nothing untoward going on and that they are going to send in inspectors into both of them. I spoke to a senior defense analyst just yesterday evening about this situation, a senior member of the National Institute for Strategic Studies, security studies rather, and he was saying that there is the potential for potentially Russia to do something like this by using spent fuel from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which it controls, but there are IAEA staff there as well. He said that this was more about rhetoric and trying to show that Russia was unbowed and willing to escalate further, that despite the recent defeats on the battlefield, it was willing to carry on fighting.
Harry, thank you very much indeed. Harry Fawcett talking to us from Kyiv.